Hello, 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 hello. It is me, the man with a mind the size of Belgium. Somebody said that to me once. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Jarrett. I think it was Jason Jarrett. Phil Campbell, the guy with the brain the size of Belgium. Scary. I don't like my brain sometimes. My brain just makes its own decisions about stuff and then sort of lets me know accidentally. Normally, when I've had a drink, actually, it just. It's, bleh! Like last week, I just, went postal one night with Sam and my mother around, and got a very, very stern talking to via my mother, which was actually incredibly refreshing to get back to earth a little bit. We've had a lot to deal with, me and Sam, over the last 2 years, and it's been tough. It's been tough. We've both gradually. We're getting older mentally. We've got different opinions about stuff, and yet we're still brought together. Ella's input to us from, being born to now, the 2 years have just gone so fast. I don't think I've ever experienced a couple of years so incredibly packed with data. You have to remember, I'm a geek who listens to all the ephemeral information that goes in and out of the tubes of the internet, and also people, the way that people interact. I'm very much a people watcher. So the last 2 years of that, rediscovery of what it is to be a human being via Ella, and having a great job, and then just just a mash of things that I've never actually been able to do, and now am able to do. It just opens your eyes to the possibilities of humankind. And your interactions within it. So why have I got to that space? Well, because I've had too much coffee this morning. Costa Coffee always does this to me. If I have two big, large coffees, what happens is my hands sort of have a life of their own, and I start drawing on a sketch pad. And before I know it, I look down, and 50 minutes has gone by, and I've drawn some either awesome or just something that I think, "Fuck me, did that come out of my head?" Which is what happened this morning. And I'm back at the desk, and I'm just about to set up for some audio gravities, but I just wanted to put a little post in here before I started doing it, and that's to tell you a little bit about projects. Projects Web Media is my company that I've had 2 or 3 years. I'm not trying to hard sell you projects. I'm just trying to tell you that one of the switches that has gone off in my head is that one of my biggest problems is I don't always communicate what I need to communicate. I sort of skirt around it, and I get taken onto something else really quickly. It's like bang, 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 bang. Because I've got this like almost carnivore addiction to information. I love information. I love, I read or heard years ago that we only use X amount of our brain, like 10% of our brain or something, probably even smaller than that. And I'm just like, well, why? I really want to fill it up. If it's there, I need to fill it up with stuff. And that information also matures over time, the more that you look at life differently, the more that people give you an input on how they perceive it, it sort of adds to the mix. And so one of the things I've wanted to do for a long time, ever since I set up my own company, was to the Projects Web Media site was completely static. It was just one of those sites where, oh, we've worked on this, click here, look at a picture, this is how much the budget was, blah, blah, blah. The website never got updated, never. In 2 years, it never got updated. I used to work with a guy called Nathan, and me and Nathan did all the Flash, and I did all the HTML, and it worked pretty well for a year or so. And we did quite a lot of stuff that I don't really talk about, people, things that I don't really tell people about. It's over on the old site, is on projects.cc, but the new site is completely different because I've gone more towards leaning towards live, because we're rapidly accelerating towards live content, live video, live chat, live streaming, updating about links in real time. Twitter is pretty much a real time thing. You can sort of dip in and dip out. It's almost like a massive swimming pool where you can swim to one end of the swimming pool and back, and you've ended up with all these bloody armbands of information underneath you on the way. That's a bit of a rapid analogy from nowhere. And so I've changed it. I completely changed it. And being like I am, I don't make things easy for myself. So I wanted to host it on Tumblr. And I wanted to use the ability to skin or use your own theme on Tumblr. And the rationale behind it was that I've started this sort of minimalization thing, you know, cutting back on everything. It's a little bit forced, but also at the same time, I feel like it's the right thing to do. And so hosting on Tumblr is free. And hosting a theme on Tumblr, you know, you just literally do your design, get it cut up, put the CSS in, and off you go. Now, you have to store the images for that theme elsewhere. So that's a little bit of a problem because you still have to have some hosting somewhere else. One of the biggest problems is that you couldn't display more than 15 items, 15 posts on a page at one time, which was a major ball ache because I haven't seen many Tumblr designs that go horizontal with multiple services, as in using the photos, videos, links, and audio bits, where you could have, you know, 15 or more pieces of media for each row. So obviously this was a challenge, and it was like, right, I'm taking on the challenge. So in the end, we had to use the API with a little bit of looking up on the JSON side to grab the data from the JSON interface. And then we use this really cool thing called Infinity Scroller, which as you scroll over the page to the right, it actually was a vertical piece of code, as in you scroll down a page and when you get to the bottom, it loads more stuff via Ajax, which is cool in itself. But I didn't want it to do that. I wanted to do it horizontally. So there was a bit of a hack that needed to be done there. And then I actually wanted to load more data from all of the pages, depending on what service. So that made it a little bit more complicated again. So what started off as an easy idea to build a template for Tumblr turned into this mammoth sort of, how are we going to get this to work? But the gratification of getting it working is just, I can't even tell you. I've now got this web, iPhone, mobile, Tumblr site that I can update incredibly quickly, incredibly easily. And it was just great to get it done. So I hope you'll go and check it out. I hope you'll see that, you know, I've spent quite a bit of time to get what I want it to do. It's not completely finished. Things never are. It's at projectswebmedia.com. I hope you're going to have a look and let me know what you think.